Hi, my name is Humberto Lezama, Senior Program Manager in Office Extensibility. Today, I'm going to talk to you about adding commands, which is a new feature that we're releasing for the Office platform. But before I jump into the feature, let's do a quick recap of Office add-ins. Add-ins enable you to extend Office clients, such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, using web technologies. Add-ins have two main components: the XML manifest that registers your add-in with Office, and your own HTML and JavaScript code to create custom UI and custom logic that runs inside Office clients. Add-ins run wherever Office runs. Today, that includes Office for Windows Desktop, Office Online, Office for the Mac, Office for the iPad, and soon in more platforms. What I'm showing you in this screen is the Wikipedia add-in running across all these different versions of Office. The code for the add-in is exactly the same in all the versions because it's built using HTML and JavaScript. But wouldn't it be great if add-ins could also create their own custom native UI that works across all these different platforms? Well, that is what adding commands are all about. With adding commands, you can create custom UI hooks into the Office clients, including buttons on existing tabs, buttons on a custom tab, and also extending contextual menus. As far as actions go, which is what happens when you click on your button, you can use the Show Task Pane action to show custom HTML inside Office clients, or you can use the Execute function to run JavaScript code that then uses Office.js, which is a library that we provide to you, to interact with Office documents. Creating commands is very easy. All you have to do is augment your add-in manifest with appropriate code. For example, here I'm showing you how to extend the Home tab by creating my own custom group and my own custom button. But what better way to understand the feature than seeing it in action? It's time for a demo. Here I am working in its super important presentation about cats, and I want to add some really cool pictures of cats to my PowerPoint. I'm going to use the help of an add-in to do that. First, I'm going to install an add-in by going to the Office Store, which is currently located on the Insert tab, and then searching for an add-in to help me achieve my task. I'm going to search for the keyword photos, and sure enough, I can see a couple of add-ins that match my intent. The first one is the one that I'm going to demo. Now, I did this before, so I'm going to now install this add-in here. I can get this notification that tells me that the add-in was successfully loaded and where it's located and how to get started. I can also see that the add-in was able to add its own custom buttons into the ribbon of Office. This is actually native UI that we are projecting. So if I do things like resizing PowerPoint, you can actually see that the buttons actually resize. So this is native UI. Now let's inspect each one of the buttons that the add-in created. The first one, Find Images, uses the Show Task Pane action to then use HTML and JavaScript to display custom UI inside PowerPoint. And I can use the add-in functionality to browse all the different collections that Pickit is providing to me. In this case, I need a picture of a cat, so I'm going to search for cats. And sure enough, the add-in is going to come with a bunch of different suggestions for me. I can select my picture, and then if I were to click Insert, this will insert this directly into my slide. Well, let's hold on that, but I'm going to show you how to insert a picture in just a second. Let's inspect the other command that this add-in was able to add. This one is taking ability for menu control type to show this little drop-down, and I can see that I have two options here. If I click in Collections, this takes me to a different model of the add-in that shows me my own collections, which I have purchased or favored in the past with this add-in. And then the other button here, Request, takes me to the Request section of the add-in. Pickit has this really cool functionality that if you don't find a particular photo, you can request it, and they work with photographers around the world to fulfill that request. For example, in this case, I place a request for cute cats pictures, and I can see they have four responses to my request. I can pick any one of these pictures and then insert that directly into my slide. But that's actually not even the coolest part of this add-in. This add-in is also taking advantage of this really cool capability to extend the context menu. For example, if I select and right-click on the word cats, and then click on Find Images with Pickit, and then Suggest Images, the add-in is using Office.js to read my selection and automatically fill in the search box and suggest me images that match my intent. In this case, a bunch of pictures for cats. Very cool. But that is not the coolest feature. The coolest feature, the one that is my favorite, is that if I right-click on the word cats, and then I click on I Feel Lucky, the add-in is doing all the work for me. They're automatically searching images that match my intent and inserting directly that into my presentation. So in this case, I got this picture. Let's try another one. For example, if I select and then I try again, I feel lucky, I should probably get a different picture that matches my intent. It's not only very useful, but it's also very fun. There you go. So I inserted that picture. You can also see that it automatically triggered, by virtue of inserting a picture, it triggered another PowerPoint feature, which is, in this case, design ideas. So this really showcases how can an add-in work in tandem with a built-in feature, in this case, design ideas. So with just a couple of clicks, I can end up creating this amazing-looking presentation with both the help of an add-in and a PowerPoint feature. Very cool. Now, remember that I told you that add-ins work across Office platforms? Here I'm showing you Office 2016, right, which is the Windows desktop version. But exactly the same add-in works in PowerPoint Online without having to change any code. Let me show you that. Here I am in PowerPoint Online, right, and I already installed this add-in. And you can see that the add-in was also able to extend the Office ribbon. And all the functionality that I show you in the Windows version, it also works in the web version, in the online version. So I can search for images, I can go to my collection, and even the context menu works. So if I select the word cats, right-click on it, and say find image and pick it, also the ability to run code behind the scenes and insert that directly into my slide also works. Right now the add-in is running JavaScript, and sure enough, I can see that the picture of a cat got inserted directly into my slide. Very cool. But you're probably wondering by now, how do you go about creating this type of add-ins? It's actually very simple. All you need is a text editor, because as I mentioned at the beginning, add-ins have two main components, an XML manifest that you edit to create your custom UI, custom native UI, and then your own web code. If you're a Visual Studio developer, however, we have some really cool tools for you. When you install those tools, all you have to do is go to File, and then New, Project, and then pick the correct project according to the add-in that you want to create. For example, in this case, I'm going to create a Word add-in, and then I click OK. I did that before, and this is the project that got created for me. As you can see, it has all the scaffolding needed to create my add-in. It has the manifest that I talked to you about, and it also has some sample CSS, HTML, and JavaScript code. Let's quickly look at the XML for the manifest. Here I have the manifest, and you can see that declaratively I can model my UI. As I mentioned, we interpret this UI at runtime and we create native UI for you. For example, he's saying that I'm extending a particular host, which in this case is document, which maps to Word. And then I have this little get started section, which is a little bubble, the message that appears in that bubble when you install an add-in. And then all I have to do is to declare all my commands. Right? It's a declarative way to declare your UI. For example, here I'm extending the Home tab by creating my custom group, and then inside that group I have a custom control, which is going to be a button, and then in that button I have this action, which in this case is of type Show Task Pane. So when I click on a button, a task pane is going to show, and my own HTML is going to be displayed. Debugging and adding is super easy with Visual Studio. Literally, all I have to do is press F5. It's going to automatically register my add-in with Office. It's going to launch the appropriate application, which in this case is Word. And as soon as the add-in loads, there you go. You can actually see that I got my custom button on the ribbon. And then when I click it, this launches the add-in and then shows custom HTML. Very cool. There it goes. So this is the add-in that is showing. Very cool. And even cooler is that you can actually debug your add-in inside Visual Studio. So for example, if I want to debug my JavaScript code that is interacting with Office, I can put a breakpoint right here. For example, let's find the function that is going to get executed when I click on that particular button. I think it's called highlight. There you go. So I'm going to put a breakpoint there. And then I'm going to debug this add-in again. I'm going to launch it. And then when I click on the button inside the task pane, which is what this code is going to hit, I should get a breakpoint. Let's try that. I click on demo, there it goes. Sometimes I click on highlight, and sure enough, I hit that breakpoint. So it's super easy to build add-ins using Visual Studio. Now let's go back to the presentation. So how easy it is to create add-ins? So here's a call to action to you. If you have an existing add-in on the store, please update it as soon as possible to use commands. With commands, you can really have much more discoverable and much more efficient to use add-ins directly into the Office UI. If you're building on a new add-in, please think of adding commands from the get-go, so you can model all your functionality and all your entry points with commands in mind. If you're thinking about building an add-in, don't wait. As I show you, it's super easy to create add-ins. I'm really looking forward for all the amazing things that you're going to create and how you can leverage commands to deeply integrate into Office clients. Thank you for watching and happy coding.